It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm Molly Stentz in for Kate Archer Kent. 55% of Wisconsinites have now received at least one shot of their COVID vaccine. That's the latest data from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Yet it's nowhere near the rate experts say is needed to achieve herd immunity and stop the spread. To try to bridge that gap, the state is now offering a $100 gift card if you get at least one dose of COVID vaccine by Labor Day. That's Monday. Have you taken them up on this offer? What's holding you back? Let us know. We're at 1-800-642-1234. You can also email us, ideas@WPR.org. Here to tell us how this works is Karen Timberlake. She's the secretary designee of the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Welcome, Secretary Timberlake.
Thank you, and good morning.
Good morning to you. So why should we pay people to get vaccinated?
Well, let's think about what our overall goal here is. Our overall goal is to make sure that everyone across Wisconsin who is eligible to get vaccinated against the COVID-19 virus takes us up on that opportunity and gets vaccinated. We know that these vaccines are safe, they are highly effective, they are preventing lots of illness, lots of hospitalizations, they are preventing deaths, and what we are seeing is people who are not vaccinated at this point are the people who are getting really sick with COVID-19. They are ending up in our hospitals. And they are the people who are dying, unfortunately, still from this disease. So we have been at this since last December, right? That's when the vaccines first became available. And in order to connect everyone who's eligible with vaccine, we've deployed a lot of different strategies. So we have a lot of educational materials that are out there. We have a wonderful campaign involving doctors and nurses and other care providers from across our state sharing their confidence in the vaccine. We have created many, many, many points of access to get vaccinated. So doctors' offices and clinics and hospitals and pharmacies and employer-based clinics and public health-based clinics. What we now need to create for people who, as you noted at the top, are still not sure or they're still kind of hanging out there on the sidelines, we need to create a fresh wave of awareness of the need to get vaccinated. And frankly, we need to create a little sense of urgency. We've been at this for a long time. We all may have grown a little bit weary of thinking about COVID, talking about COVID, talking about the vaccine. So by introducing something new, like an incentive program, we create that sort of fresh burst of attention, that fresh burst of a need to pay attention to the fact that really everyone 12 years old and up is eligible to get vaccinated and needs to do that as a key strategy to helping us all get out of this pandemic.
So how many people do you expect to take advantage of this program?
Yep. So we modeled our program after a very similar program that was launched in the state of Minnesota. You know, we are comparable states in population and other characteristics. I'm sure people would have many opinions about lots of the differences between Wisconsin and Minnesota. That's not our topic.
They're ahead of us, though, in vaccination rates.
Correct. Yep. And so one of the things that we noted is that they had good success with this $100 incentive. And so that's our benchmark. And what we're seeing just in the 10 days or so since the incentive was launched, we are seeing a nice steady increase in people getting that first shot. And so I think it's really important for people to hear us that it's not too late. We have until September 6th for people to get that first shot. And to following getting your first shot, go to the website, which is 100.wisconsin.gov, or give us a call at 844-684-1064 to register your eligibility to get that $100 U.S. Bank rewards card. So there's still time. There's still a good reason to do this. You'll protect yourself. You'll protect your friends and family and your community, and you'll be a key part of getting us out of the COVID-19 pandemic.
And why $100?
$100, it seems to be enough to be motivating to people. while still allowing us to be good stewards of the American Rescue Plan Act dollars, the federal funds that are funding this program. So we wanted to make the incentive available to absolutely as many people as would take us up on it. And we are very fortunate to have these American Rescue Plan Act dollars, but they are not unlimited. And so we wanted to pick a number that was motivating while still being good stewards of those resources.
We're speaking with Secretary Designee of the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, Karen Timberlake, and we're taking your calls this hour about the state's new vaccination incentive program. We're at 1-800-642-1234. And let's go to the phones now. We have Jim from Juneau joining us now. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. What's on your mind?
Well, I do not agree with this $100 prize for doing something for yourself. One, it does very little to help teach the people how and why they should, one, research to figure out if this is something right for them. I feel that this is Darwinism at its core. If you are willing or smart enough to openly research the information that's out there and not just follow along because some fearmongers telling you that this is a government conspiracy, then, unfortunately, it is a way for these people to learn a very valuable lesson. And, yes, I know that this means that a possible, death for certain people. My daughter still will not take the shot. So I am very upset with this, and I would do anything just about to help her come around to see the statistics, the true statistics, and the true nature of this disease.
Oh, but, Jim, I'm sorry about your daughter. I want to hear the secretary's what she has to say about your thoughts. Secretary Timberlake.
Yep, absolutely. So, Jim, thank you for making those points. And I think he really puts his finger on what so many families are dealing with across our state right now, which is the information has been out there, right? We've had hundreds of millions of doses of the Pfizer vaccine, the Moderna vaccine, and the Johnson & Johnson vaccine given across our country with amazing safety, really very, very, very minimal side effects and terrific effectiveness against serious illness, hospitalization, and death. And there are those of us who are paying attention to that data, who are deep in it, who understand it, and who say, how could we possibly need to do anything else to help move people forward? And I appreciate also his point that there will be people for whom a $100 incentive card or a reward card may not do it. That may be the case. Our goal is to make sure that we continue to keep multiple lanes of information open for people, multiple points of access. You can go to vaccines.gov to find all the places across our state that are offering vaccine, including which vaccine they're offering. And we know that there will be people for whom the possibility of that $100 U.S. Bank rewards card is enough to motivate them.
Sure.
The other thing I want to address real quick in his comments is the need for all of us, sort of the question of what else can we do, right? Those of us who are frustrated and are seeing people who have all the information and still won't move ahead, and when that's in our own families, that can be very, very frustrating and very painful.
Yes.
What I want to encourage folks to do is to keep having those conversations, to keep connecting people to reliable sources of information, encourage people to talk with their own medical providers. We never know who the messenger is who's going to finally break through and cause a change of heart, and we all have to keep trying.
Well, Secretary Timberlake, hold that thought for a moment. We're going to check the weather and be back in just a moment. We're talking about Wisconsin's new COVID vaccine reward program. I'm Molly Stentz. This is The Morning Show. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Molly Stentz. We're talking about COVID vaccination rates across the state and what it might take to get enough people vaccinated to curb the spread of the virus. If you're not yet vaccinated, will this gift card offer change your mind? We're talking with Wisconsin Department of Health Services Secretary Designee Karen Timberlake. And Secretary Timberlake, we have got full lines. There are so many people with questions for you that have comments and questions and concerns, and I want to take as many of them as we can this morning with the time that we have left. I want to go next to Jesse in Rhinelander. Good morning, Jesse.
Hi, good morning.
What's on your mind?
Well, you know, the only reason what's holding me also back is for me getting the shot. I've been wanting to get the shot. I'm like that person that's halfway with trying to do it and not do it. It's just the fact that, you know, that I know that some people do get sick when they get the shot, and that's what I'm afraid of, just getting sick for like 2 or 3 days trying to overcome that shot. So, but we don't get no time off from work. So if somebody was to force all these companies to say, you know what, if the technicians or your employees get the shot, can you guys give them some days off from work by getting that shot? I think that would probably help.
Such a good point, Jesse. Thank you. Secretary Timberlake.
Yeah, it's an excellent point, and thank you for raising it, Jesse. I want to just underscore it real quickly to say every employer listening out there, what Jesse says is absolutely true. While most people experience very mild side effects from the COVID-19 vaccine, it certainly can be the case that people don't feel well enough to come to work for a day or two, and they can't be at risk of losing their jobs. We're asking them to get vaccinated in order to protect all of us, and all of our employers have a role to play in making it possible for people to do that. And I will also add, a key part of helping us get out of this pandemic is making sure that if people do come down with COVID-like symptoms, they have an opportunity to not come to work so that they can go get themselves tested, make sure they don't have COVID-19, and are safe to come back to work. It's a key point, and we certainly do underscore that with all of the employers that we work with.
Right. And you could potentially be out for a longer period of time if you're dealing with symptoms and needing to quarantine.
That's exactly right. And certainly it's also worth noting that one of the difficult things about the COVID-19 virus is that it acts very differently for very different people, and there are people who get extremely sick and are certainly out of much more days of work, many more days of work than they would be with just a few, you know, sore arm and a few flu-like symptoms for a day or two. So the safer choice is absolutely to get vaccinated. And we do need our employers to be working with all of their employees to make sure that that's possible.
Well, let's go back to the phones. We have Margie next. Margie joining us from Milwaukee. Good morning, Margie.
Hi. I just wanted to say I think the $100 incentive is reaching an important group that are frazzled, and it's hard for them to maybe work. Maybe they're working 2 or 3 jobs. And as the last caller said, you know, it can help cover sick time that's not covered. You have to do different things to reach different markets. And you're not going to probably reach the ones that are diehard against the vaccine, but the ones that are overbooked and overstressed, it's possible. Plus, it's the young adults that often think that, oh, I'm not going to worry because I'm strong enough, I'm young enough, I'll get through it. Just like with Obamacare, they were the last to sign up for it. And $100 makes a difference to them. So if it helps all of us, I think it's a good cause.
Thank you, Margie. Secretary Timberlake, what do you think?
Margie sounds like she was in some of our design meetings. Thank you, Margie. Those are all the right points to emphasize. An additional thing I'll note that I don't think we've had a chance to touch on yet is it's important to remember that not everyone can get vaccinated yet. Right. So people, our kids under the age of 12, there still is no vaccine that is approved for them. We do expect that very soon, but very soon is not right now. And so we all have a role to play in making sure that not only we keep ourselves safe, but we keep our kids safe, we help our schools open safely and stay open, and we can do that by getting vaccinated and by wearing masks in public places.
And to Margie's point, I noticed that, you know, while you mentioned vaccines are available for teenagers, the vaccination rates are lower than the rest of the age cohorts. Young people are not getting vaccinated as much. What do you think that is?
Yep,
that's about?
Yep, for sure. I think it's absolutely the case that, you know, the early data that we saw as COVID was really spreading was that it was really affecting our older adults most seriously, 65 and older, and that continues to be true. And so people 65 and older were the first people to get vaccinated. And I what we also know is that, you know, getting vaccinated is a habit that comes with regular access to medical care. It comes, you know, for our older adults maybe with having some memory of when we had polio and it was critical for everyone to get vaccinated against polio in this country. And for, you know, your average 18, 19, 23-year-old, that's a distant memory. They may not even appreciate the fact that they didn't have chicken pox because they got vaccinated against it. They may not have a usual source of care. So Margie's right that we need to do something to sort of get their attention, and that's what a incentive like this can do.
Well, Secretary, we're up against the end of the hour, but I wonder what vaccination rate are you hoping we can achieve in the state of Wisconsin?
We are still working to get as close to that 80% vaccination rate as we can. We know that we need to get to a place where we have as much community immunity as is possible. I would encourage everyone to go to vaccines.gov to find a place to get their vaccine. Come to our DHS website to get some more good facts and data about the vaccine. Call 211 if you have questions or you need help arranging transportation to get to your vaccine appointment. And go to 100.wisconsin.gov to register for that vaccine incentive if you get your first shot by Monday.
Thank you so much for joining
us. Thank you.
Karen Timberlake, Secretary Designee of Wisconsin Department of Health Services. I'm Molly Stentz, and this is The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.